Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Wagner of the Washington Post. John, you and others have been covering what's happening in Maryland with the website that's designed to get people signed up for Obamacare. And it has been a province under the administration, under the leadership of the lieutenant governor, Mr. Brown, who's running for governor, and it's run into a fair number of problems, and it's become a political issue. Bring us up to date on that, if you would.
Well, Maryland is among the states that is running its own health exchange. That's part of the federal health care law. What's gotten so much attention in the news is the federal exchange, but in states like Maryland, the states are administering them themselves. And Anthony Brown, the lieutenant governor, is the co-chair of a council that oversees the rollout of the Affordable Care Act in Maryland. And so Doug Gansler, his chief rival in the Democratic primary, has been knocking him for what have been some computer glitches, in some ways similar to what's been seen on the federal level, and some other problems that have led to fairly paltry numbers of people enrolling in the early going. Just Thursday morning, in fact, Gansler's campaign put up a web ad knocking Brown for what his leadership has been on the state level.
You know, it's interesting that the Democratic opponents, including Delegate Mazur, who's also a candidate for the Democratic nomination, are trying to be as nimble as they can so they don't seem to be knocking the president's plan.
It is. And I mean, you know, Gansler is, you know, emphasizes that, you know, most every campaign stop that he was on board early with Barack Obama when he was a candidate. And so, you know, Obama, even as his poll numbers have dropped in states around the country, he's still holding pretty solid in Maryland, and his numbers are certainly solid with likely Democratic primary voters. So you do have to do somewhat of a delicate dance. You don't want to appear to be bad-mouthing the president at the same time you're trying to take digs at your opponent in a Democratic primary.
It's the first little combat that Mr. Brown has had to go into, actually. I mean, he seems to have been a step ahead of his opponents all along the way until now.
Right, and it does fit into a narrative that the Attorney General, Doug Gansler, is trying to build about Brown, that he hasn't really accomplished much during his tenure as lieutenant governor, and that the few things he has taken on haven't gone well. So I think you're going to hear that message coming out of the Gansler camp, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of pushback we see from Anthony Brown.
You know, our history is that lieutenant governors don't do well. I mean, and often, obviously, because even though some governors try to give their second-in-command a real job, it's hard to really find one that you don't want to do if you're the governor.
Right. I think the, you know, human nature would be in any administration, if there's something that's going extremely well and you are the governor, you're probably going to want to claim it as your own, even if you didn't do the majority of the legwork at the outset.
John, I think we'll have to leave it at there. So, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much.
For John Wagner, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.